This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tracy was talking about the global economy up at the top of the program, how the OECD says it's not all it could be. Here's a little bit more on America in that global economy. Canada is our single largest trading partner, single in this case being defined as a single country. The European Union, though, is far and away the biggest single entity with which we trade. And that's why what's going on in the UK matters. 3 weeks from tomorrow, British voters are going to decide in or out, stay in the European Union or leave. Brexit, as it's come to be known. British exit. Get it? The Brits are going to vote the way they want to vote, but if it is for a Brexit, there's going to be some collateral damage. The tens of thousands of American expats who live and work in the UK. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that.
The Odeon Cinema in Leicester Square, a world-famous venue for movie premieres. Last week, it unveiled a rather unusual production.
We had a premiere, a gala black tie red carpet premiere that rivaled the premieres of any Hollywood blockbuster. And yet this was a documentary film about Brexit.
That's Hunter Dubose, a London-based, American-born investment banker. He co-produced and partly financed Brexit, the movie.
We, the people, are being cajoled, frightened, and bullied into surrendering our democracy and freedom. This film is a rallying cry.
The movie urges the Brits to vote to pull out of the EU in next month's referendum.
I feel that this country is my adoptive home as well. And for me, I feel passionately about Britain leaving the European Union.
Hunter Dubose believes that leaving the EU will set Britain and its businesses free.
Right now, we are strangled by regulations, laws, and policies originating from mainstream Europe.
You think your business will do much better if this country is outside the EU?
Without question.
Other American expats living here are far happier about the European Union. Sharer Terry Young is an accountant from Baltimore. She wants the EU to go much further down the road towards political union and turn itself into a federation.
Because the United States is such a is all about federalism, and federalism makes sense to me as an American. You're stronger when you work together.
She's living and working in London because her husband is European and has the right to settle in any of the 28 member states. Now, she says, the British referendum campaign is turning her off the UK.
You see more and more headlines about immigrants are buying all the houses, they're taking all of the jobs, they're stealing all the benefits. It's not very welcoming, and it doesn't really make us want to stay in the long term.
There is a tide of anti-EU propaganda like this Brexit song. Another American expat who finds this a little worrying is Christian Del Valle. He arrived here 17 years ago from Texas. He now runs an ecological investment fund and advisory business.
A large number of our staff are EU nationals. I would be concerned, certainly, if retaining the expertise that I currently have on the team became more difficult due to a Brexit.
A British government, even after a Brexit, would hardly try to expel the 3 million EU nationals currently working in the UK. The economy would collapse. But Del Valle is worried that the barriers would go up and he'd be cut off from his many European investors and clients.
Would you consider relocating if there were a Brexit?
There could be a very elevated chance that we would take the decision that our business was best based elsewhere.
In continental Europe?
Yes.
Political and business leaders in Britain and around the world have lined up to warn that Brexit will have dire consequences for the UK. The Bank of England, the IMF, the OECD, even President Obama have all weighed in. But John Scott, an American expat living here in Wimbledon, is not impressed with the warnings of almost biblical disaster.
We're going to have wars, we're going to have pestilence, we're going to have
a plague of locusts
and all the other plagues that befell Egypt are going to befall England. That's absolute rubbish. Are they joking? Come on.
Scott is fiercely pro-Brexit and furious at any suggestion that Britain could not prosper outside the EU as a fully independent, self-governing nation.
It just really galls me no end. So while I'm American, I still think that what's good for Britain is to bloody damn get out and keep your sovereignty.
But it must be said, all foreign interventions in this British decision seem to backfire. When President Obama uttered his warning against Brexit a month ago, support for the Leave campaign picked up. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.